Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to today's episode, episode 19 of Twan Talk Daily Devotional. And we are going to be talking about parousia, which is the second coming of Christ, in our preparedness. My name is Sister Twan. I am the host and executive producer of this podcast, and I'm so happy that you decided to join me on today. I hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful now. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph, family, to triumph on today. So, as I mentioned, we are talking about parousia, and so I have a working definition here. And like I said, parousia is just one of those fancy words for the second coming of Christ. Parousia, the second coming of Christ to earth. See 1 Corinthians 15:23. When his triumph over evil will be complete and his kingdom definitely established. Hallelujah. I'm so looking forward to the second coming of God and for his kingdom to be established here on earth. So amazing. So, family, let's go ahead and continue on with today's daily devotional. And I will be coming to you from the book of Luke, chapter 12, 39 through 48. Again, please allow me to reverberate. Luke chapter 12, verses 39 through 48. And it reads, and this particular section is talking about the vigilant and faithful servant to God. And it reads, "Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is faithful and prudent? Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to him, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required for the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." So, family, here we see in this parable, to whom much is given, much is required. That is the word of God, family. So, family, find yourself prepared. Find yourself in a place of obedience to those who have charge over you and accountable to those who you lead. As a leader, as a believer, family, let's be people of excellence. Let's pray to God to grant us the spirit of excellence, and he will do so. And so, this collection of sayings relates to Luke's understanding of the end time and the return of Jesus. Luke emphasizes for his readers the importance of being faithful to the instructions of Jesus in the period before the parousia, which means the second coming of God. And family, as the word of God declares, obedience is better than any sacrifice. So let's all find ourselves being about our Father's business so that we can be prepared when Jesus comes back, because he is soon to return. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our time here on earth is very short, family. So let's love as many people as we can and be a visible sign of the holy for God's glory and by his grace. To you I call, for you will surely heed me. O God, turn your ear to me. Hear my words. Guard me as the apple of your eye, in the shadow of your wings. Protect me. And our responsorial reading today is, our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel say, had not the Lord been with us, when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive? When their fury was inflamed against us, our help is in the name of the Lord. Then would the waters have overwhelmed us, the torrent would have swept over us, then would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not leave us a prey to their teeth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. We were rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Broken was the snare, and we were free. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, family. Hallelujah. Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Woo! Glory be to God. Wow. Today's daily devotional, it was powerful. And I tell you what, family, I love God. And guess what? God loves us. Jesus is for us, and God loves you so very much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us, and that whosoever believes in Jesus Christ shall be saved, family, shall be saved, family, shall be saved. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord, I don't know if you can hear it today, but the joy of the Lord is our strength, is our strength. Lord Jesus, I thank you. So, family, before I close, I like to always try to end with general prayers, and it is, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And the church said, amen. All right, so family, time flies when you're having fun. I have to get out of here because I've got to go to 1210 Mass over at St. Mary's. Glory be to God. I'm so happy to be in the house. I can't wait to see and wait to hear what the fathers have to say today, what through the power of the Lord and the Holy Scriptures. So family, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to episode 19 of Twan Talk Daily Devotional, where we talked about the parousia, which is the second coming of Christ. I love you so much. I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with episode 20. So I encourage you, family, to pray today. Pray for the poor. Pray for the widows. Pray for the children. Pray for the elderly. Pray for our veterans. Pray for the people in your respective countries who have charge over you in leadership and in government. Pray for your businesses. Pray for your city. Pray for your city's economy. Pray for the economy of your respective city and country, family. And whatever you do today, pray. No, I am praying for you, and I humbly request that you pray for me. I love you so much. I will see you tomorrow, family. Thanks again for listening and for tuning in. I love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.